Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed an executive order committing the state to meet the Paris Accord climate change standards. In a statement, the Democrat called President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the multinational agreement reckless and irresponsible. Cuomo also says he and the governors of California and Washington State will lead a new alliance of states supporting the Paris Agreement. Meanwhile, New York State has already begun a plan to get 50% of the state's energy from renewable sources like wind and solar by the year 2030. But as Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the plan is controversial because it includes the bailout of nuclear plants, including the two in Oswego County.
Under Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan, announced last year, utilities and other energy suppliers would be required to buy renewable energy credits each year. Those credits would be paid to solar and wind companies. They would eventually add new clean energy sources to the state's electric grid. A major component of the plan, however, has been controversial: the continued operation of three upstate nuclear power plants, which are nearly 50 years old. Cuomo announced a deal last August to give those plants a $7.6 billion state aid package. In exchange, Exelon, the company that now owns all of the plants, agreed to drop threats to close two of the nuclear reactors and to keep them running for another 12 years.
And keep this plant operating and keep it producing nuclear power for years and years to come.
The governor spoke at the site of the Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant in Oswego, where the previous owner had also said it would close the plant if the state did not step in. Cuomo said the deal would retain hundreds of high-paying jobs in an economically struggling area. Cuomo officials also say it would be difficult to abruptly transition from oil and gas to cleaner fuels without a bridge fuel like nuclear power. At a recent state assembly hearing, the site manager of one of the three plants, Ginay Nuclear Power Plant near Rochester, agreed with the governor's views. Joseph Packer said local communities would also lose tax dollars now paid by the plants if they were to close.
If you shut these units down, the next replacement power sources are more expensive. So not only would they lose the tax base, power prices would indeed go up if these units shut down.
Opponents include environmental groups as well as some national conservative organizations who believe the bailout represents corporate welfare. Blair Horner, with the progressive-leaning New York Public Interest Research Group, says the money could be better invested in renewable sources now instead of waiting until later.
It's multi-billions of dollars the state is going to spend to give to one company to keep Vietnam War era power plants open for 12 years and then close them down.
As of April 1, ratepayers are now charged around $2 a month on their utility bills to finance the bailout. At an assembly hearing in May, Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz, who represents a low-income section of the Bronx, called it a regressive tax.
Because of who is being hit the hardest, it's like regressive squared as far as I'm concerned.
When it comes to the other nuclear power plant in New York, located in the downstate region, Cuomo has taken a different stance. He's actively planning for the rapid closure of the Indian Point nuclear power plant. It's around 30 miles north of New York City and near Cuomo's home in Westchester County. A 23-member closure task force met for the first time May 31 to map out how to decommission the plant. It's slated for permanent closure in 2021. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.